Welcome back to ADHD Money Talk, the show that helps dynamic but distracted ADHD brains take back control over their money in order to stress less, live a more enriching life, and open up new and amazing possibilities. And I am your humble and very ADHD host, Dave DeWitt. Welcome back to the show. I hope you all have had a very Merry Christmas or whatever it is that you celebrate. I hope you had a great time with your family and loved ones. However you spent the holidays, I hope you were able to find peace and joy this time of year. I'm wrapping up the first year of this podcast and the first year that I've fully dedicated myself to being a financial planner dedicated solely to serving ADHDers. It's been such a blessing, let me tell you. I truly do feel called to this mission, and it has brought me immense joy to serve my clients and bring this content to the ADHD community. I truly believe that this is what I've been put on this earth to do. And yes, it has brought me great joy. Joy, joy, joy. And joy is something that I actually want to talk to you about today. Joy. I think joy is something that's been neglected in this age of consumerism and pleasure-seeking world that we are in. And I think us ADHDers probably relate to this a little bit more than our neurotypical friends out there. Meaning, a lot of times we might fall into this trap of being somewhat hedonistic, meaning we're just sort of always searching for something to give us a pleasure, the dopamine hit, something to cure our temporary moments of intense boredom or whatever. We turn to materialism, we turn to impulses, we turn to things like that, which aren't always the healthiest for us. And we know this deeply, and we wish we wouldn't, but we know this, we understand this. This is part of the lot we've been given as ADHDers. We sort of just do that, you know? We kind of look for happiness instead of joy. Now, I really want to talk about and really emphasize the difference between joy and happiness, okay? And I'm going to connect this to money, of course, and you probably know exactly where I'll be going with that, but let's talk about it. So, happiness. The word happiness. Where does this word even come from? So, the word happiness comes from the Old Norse term hap, meaning luck or chance. Now, the common everyday definition that we probably think of now is something along the lines of feelings of delight, pleasure. The actual definition uses the word contentment, but I actually reserve contentment for more on the joy side of things, but let's stick with this for a second. But happy, the Norse term, so it's originally derived from some sort of luck or chance. So one way to think about happiness is it's like happiness happens to you. It's something that we seek and we want to find because it brings us pleasure, but it's very external and it's fleeting. It doesn't last. Like getting the gift that you wanted when you were a little kid, it makes you really happy. You're very happy. You're smiling. You're excited and you're feeling happy, but it doesn't last. Happiness comes from the happenings around you. It's not internally derived. In our Declaration of Independence, there is the phrase, the pursuit of happiness. I think what they meant when they said pursuit of happiness was not what we might in this day and age, in this 2022 consumerist version of America, what they meant was something probably a bit different. So I'm not the only one who thinks this. Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy explained in 2005, in his 2005 lecture at the National Conference on Citizenship, he notes that while in modern times there is a hedonistic component to the definition of happiness, for the framers of the Declaration of Independence, happiness meant that feeling of self-worth and dignity you acquire by contributing to your community and to its civic life. In the context of the Declaration of Independence, happiness was about an individual's contribution to society rather than pursuits of self-gratification. While this sense has largely fallen out of use today, it's important to keep these connotations of happiness in mind when studying political documents from the 18th century. To me, what the framers, I would have preferred it to be written as, the pursuit of joy. here are some other ways to think about happiness. Happiness is a moment. Happiness is based on what is happening around us. Happiness is feelings based on your circumstances. Happy is an outward expression. It's temporary. It can be experienced from any good activity, food, or good company. Happiness isn't that hard to achieve. You can just go out and buy yourself something you've really been wanting, and you're happy. People, we chase after happiness because it's oftentimes just a relief from perhaps our lack of inner joy in our lives. Happiness feels good, but it lacks depth. Happiness involves pleasing yourself. And again, happiness is temporary. So what about joy? Joy, the verb of joy is really rejoice. So there's obviously some biblical connotations to that, but rejoicing is really to feel or show great delight. Okay? To feel or show great joy or delight. And the definition of joy is intense feelings of pleasure and happiness. So happiness is within the definition of joy, but I think it goes a lot farther than that. And I do think, and I'm most certainly not trying to become religious here, but I do think that the Bible does provide a better distinction between joy and happiness. So like in the Bible, joy is much more about feeling content and settled, feeling deep contentment with your life, feeling deep settledness in your life. It's within you. It's inside you. Now, of course, in the Bible, it's feeling contentment that, you know, God's with you, that Jesus is with you. But it doesn't need to be that way. If you don't believe in, if you're not religious or whatever, or you have different beliefs, joy is still out there for you. You don't need I'm really not trying to go on a religious tangent here, but joy is much more about feeling settled, content, confident, inner peace, feeling at one with yourself. And this is something that for us ADHDers is hard. I think joy is very fleeting. So J.D. Salinger, the author of Catcher in the Rye, once wrote, "The most singular difference between happiness and joy is that happiness is a solid and joy is a liquid." Now, the right off the cuff interpretation of that might mean to you that happiness is more solid, it's more stable, and joy is liquid. It's not really comes and goes. So I think that's the wrong way to interpret it. I think what he's really trying to say here is that happiness is there for us whenever we really want it. We can create happiness by circumstances and by developing the happenings around us that make us in that moment feel happy. Joy being a liquid is because it slips through our hands. It's hard to find. It's hard to hold on to. It's something that requires living and leading a life and building yourself to a point, having community with others, being selfless, giving to the community, having self-control, having that inner peace. And in this day and age, that is very hard. It is fleeting. But I also say that happiness is for sure fleeting. Like it is, it comes and goes. Joy is fleeting because I would actually say joy is for a lot of us not even there. Like we might think we have joy, but really it's just happiness, but a deeper happiness, but not quite to the level of joy. Because once you have joy in your life, I think it's something that will stay because you found purpose, you found meaning, you found settledness and contentment with the way things are. You know, you're just, you find that thing. And it's different for everybody. It's different for everybody. I'll be honest with you, I'm not at a point where I have that settled state of joy in my life. And that's going to be hard for me to ever have permanently because of my ADHD, for one. The constant battling impulses, the constant battling of addictions, the constant battling of spending my money unwisely, the constant battle of procrastination, getting behind on things. It's hard to live in a state where I feel content. I mean, I think this is one of the biggest sort of fundamental things that sucks about having ADHD, honestly, is that a lot of times we can't just be happy in the moment and have permanent joy with our lives. But I do think it's achievable. And I do think part of it is acceptance. And I do think part of it is aligning our activities with our values, constantly trying to improve ourselves, investing in ourselves, And so when it comes to money, and I've talked about this a number of times, but if we can really truly identify our values, you know, what is really actually important to us in this life, in this world that we have, this life that we are living in, this big, huge freaking universe that exists, and we are here on this little planet that somehow provides life, and we're sitting here today, and we have one life on this planet to try and create joy for us. And what are we doing about it? ADHD or not, what are we doing to try and cultivate a life that brings us joy? So one thing, because I know money, I'm going to stick to money from here on out, is to get in touch with your values and then ask yourself, on a scale of 1 to 10, am I living up to this value? If your number one value is family, what are you doing on a consistent basis to provide meaning to your family, to develop your relationship with your family? What are you doing to cultivate and have that family grow? What are you doing? If your value, number one value, is creativity, what are you doing to make yourself feel a 10 out of 10 in terms of fulfillment on your living up to the value of creativity? What are you doing in your job? Are you in the right job? If you really strongly value security, are you aligning the way you use your money to help create security? If you had financial security in your life, would that give you a better platform to find joy in this life? Joy is not going to come easy. I think joy involves trials and hardships. I think joy is also a choice we can make, because we can choose to do things. We have ADHD, we won't always do it consistently, but we can make choices, more choices, to align our life, daily activities, our thoughts, our actions. We can choose, and how we spend our money, we can choose to align these more frequently with what's actually important to us. Joy is meaningful, and happiness just feels good. Remember that. Joy can be deeply spiritual. So whether you believe in God or you don't, but whether you believe in that everybody has a purpose on this earth, no matter what your spiritual life is like, maybe you're not spiritual at all. Okay. But it can be very spiritual and be very deep. And happiness, again, just kind of lacks that depth. Happiness is going on Amazon and having three boxes come to your door in a few days, maybe even the same day. Wow, how happy does that make you? Joy is about being selfless. What if you gave the money that you use to spend on meaningless things on Amazon to someone in need, hand-delivered it? How would that make you feel? When you find joy, it will be constant. It will be ever present. Money alone can't make you happy, and it can't make you, well, I would actually argue money alone can make you happy, but it can't bring you joy. It's how you use the money that can help bring you joy. And it might not even be how you use the money. It might be that you kept the money for you, to let your money treat you well and help build you the platform to be able to create joy in your life. Tony Robbins says, lots of people get $1 billion and they're not wealthy, because wealth is emotion. It's psychology, it's spirit, it's soul. Joy is emotion, psychology, spirit, it's soul. Joy can be magnificent, divine, confirming, otherworldly. Happiness is fleeting, weak. It happens to us. It can just come to us by luck or chance, and we chase it for no other reason than to have a moment of escape while we are just avoiding what may be deeper beneath the surface that should be addressed. Guys, I hope this message was interesting to you. As we head into 2023, you have an opportunity ahead of you. You have an opportunity to completely change your life. if you're feeling out of control with your spending, with your emotions, if you're feeling a lack of purpose in your life, if you're feeling like there's disaster around every corner, if you're feeling a lack of meaning in your life, if you feel like ADHD is sabotaging you at every corner, at every turn, just know that you are not alone, and just know that you can 100% make the small necessary steps to begin to get out of and get off the cycle that you may be finding yourself on. It's a very painful cycle when you're on it. I've been on the cycle. I know what it's like to be overspending. I know what it's like to be in crippling debt. I know what it's like. We know better, yet we do it anyways. Part of the big reason is that we do not do enough to remain in touch with what is truly important to us. And part of financial planning, a big, huge part of financial planning is just helping, like my clients, a lot of it is just reminding them why we're doing this in the first place. You just got your big bonus. What are we going to do with it? How can we apply that money to what's really important to you? It's not as instantly satisfying, but it helps you on the road towards finding joy. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I think it's a good message around this time of year. I look forward to bringing you more content next year. I hope you guys take your money life very seriously in 2023. I hope you sit down, review your budget, review your values, review your spending, and make some plans and stick it in your head that you are going to get things in line and you're going to create a roadmap to having more joy in your life. All right, take care, guys, and I'll see you in 2023.